MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Training with Andrea Tuck, Senior Investment Consultant, 10X Investments. Andrea, I appreciate the early morning time. Thinking around retirement and the fact that a vast majority of South Africans, 90-odd percent, are going to struggle in their retirement. Recent note that you put out, you talk around, it's seldom a single big decision that makes an impact on our retirement. It's actually a lot of smaller decisions that we make along the way and when we get to retirement.
That is correct. Morning, Simon. The challenge is rarely a single decision, as you've just alluded to. It's often a combination of insufficient savings, high fees, unrealistic retirement expectations, poor drawdown decisions that compound over time, and also the cost of living and cost in retirement that plays a crucial role.
And one of them, and there are some big decisions when we get to retirement. In fact, perhaps some of the biggest decisions we have to make is around that living versus guaranteed annuity. The one guaranteed is essentially an insurance product. It'll pay us out according to the T's and C's. The living is an investment product. And these are irreversible decisions that we need to make.
Definitely correct. The life annuity pays a guaranteed income for life.
Yeah.
The insurer carries the investment and longevity risk, but you do not have flexibility. The living annuity keeps your money invested and gives you control over how it's allocated. And obviously, you've got a flexibility of the drawdown between 2.5% and 17.5% per annum, which you can change once a year. But there's also a downside to that. Mm-hmm. If you draw too much too soon or your investments underperform, you know, there's sideways or a downturn in markets in the early years, that will have a negative impact. You know, many people make the call based on what works right now, a higher initial income or the appeal of flexibility, without considering what that decision might mean later in life.
Yeah, I get your point on that. Absolutely. It's thinking around, I mean, to the point being, hitting retirement, we're potentially living, I don't know, what, 20, 30 years. This isn't a couple of rounds of golf and it's all done. There's drawdown rates also matter because, you know, it might be attractive to push it higher, particularly when we're early into retirement. We want to go and do all those things we couldn't do. There's holidays and all of that sort of stuff. But it is to be careful to keep it, keep a drawdown around 5%.
Definitely. You know, that was studies that's based in the U.S., and that we also need to factor in what's applicable to the African market and South African context specifically. So we've seen a lot of financial advisors now sticking to the 4% rule, because we draw too much early on, that can come back to haunt you later on. So that discussion is a very hard discussion to have, 5% or 4% or less. Many clients do take this very, very seriously, and they do that. The ones that don't, it comes back to bite them.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, you made a point in the article you wrote that retirement, we always think that retirement's going to be cheaper. And in some ways it is. Look, firstly, I'm not saving for retirement anymore. So there's that saving. But there are other costs. I mentioned we want to have fun. Eventually, your healthcare costs. I mean, healthcare is going to be later in life a huge burden on your potential savings.
Definitely. I mean, there's an assumption that your costs are lower in retirement. It's one of the most damaging myths in financial planning. You know, we've seen that non-communicable disease, healthcare costs increase with age. You know, there are three stages. The early years of retirement, it tends to be the most expensive. You travel, spend money on leisure, lifestyle, you know, and then there's the quieter middle period. And then at the end, it's a sharp and often expected rise in care-related healthcare issues that we need to already, if you retire from 60, 63, 65, we really need to plan accordingly.
Yeah, it is. I like that. There's actually different stages in it. You mentioned upfront fees. Fees, you know, we understand fees. When we're, you know, investing and saving for our retirement, fees matter. Fees still matter in retirement, and particularly in a guaranteed annuity, it's a different kettle of fish. But in a living annuity, there are fees, and those fees are still hugely important.
Definitely. Fees are a silent killer of wealth. They're also the most underestimated variable in this whole retirement planning process, because it's the most difficult to clearly see because they're so layered. You know, far fewer understand the full impact of cost on product and platform and financial advisor. You know, the fees are not always visible on your statements, and which is why exactly it does so much damage over time. So one needs to ask for that EAC, effective annual cost, from your financial planner when you go into retirement on your living annuity. What is the layers of cost? So you clearly understand it from day one.
That ESC, effective annual cost, that is apples with apples. Everyone's going to come back with the same bundle of fees. The numbers will be different, but what's included enables us to give good comparison, and that's the key point of that ESC.
That's 100% correct. That's 100%. I think it's very important that one scrutinizes and asks that very important question. I've seen too many times client comes back 3, 5, 6 months later, I didn't understand there was initial financial advice fee that came off my investment, but now it's already been done. So you've got to ask those questions. Ask the questions, the hard questions, and then you have peace of mind if you understand them.
Yeah. And it comes back to the point we made earlier. There's a lot of big decisions to be made here. We need to make them smart. We need to make them smart the first time. And ask the questions. If you're not sure, ask and then ask and ask until it does start to make sense. We'll leave it there. It's Andre Taki, Senior Investment Consultant, 10X Investments. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.